proclamation number 6485 dated the February 26, 1956. Belief in the existence of Jesus. Jesus' life on earth is often questioned, if not entirely doubted. Common to accept or reject him is an expression of free will too. Even believers have no proof and yet they do not doubt it, because the truth is confirmed to them from within, which could occur to every human being if they didn't deliberately continue to oppose God. Belief in Jesus Christ as Savior of the world is being demanded. Consequently, no irrefutable proof can be given for this. However, since there is no other way to happiness but through Jesus Christ, the very problem of Christ is precisely the test of human will. God's adversary uses an exceptionally effective weapon by casting doubt into human hearts concerning the existence of Jesus. And anyone whose will is still in opposition to God will accept such doubt. But people whose resistance towards God has already weakened or has been completely defeated will equally determinedly dispel it. But every human being could dispel such doubts, because even the most rationally gifted person cannot dismiss all references, all teachings and the Christian teaching itself, as having been taken out of thin air. And there is far more evidence in favor than against. The believer needs no further evidence, because the outpouring of the Spirit, as promised to the people by Jesus, is such convincing proof that any doubt becomes invalid. But this proof cannot be given to an unbelieving person, because the enlightenment by the Spirit first requires faith in Jesus Christ, which, through love, has become a living faith. People who do not believe in Jesus' way of life on earth are of completely darkened spirit. They find no correlations. They look at everything with mere worldly eyes. They have no spiritual life, and their way of life will lack unselfish love, which would result in assured spiritual enlightenment. They are people who rely on their lively intellect, which, however, has been seized by God's adversary, and he certainly knows how to reinforce such people's rejection of Jesus Christ in the act of salvation. But such denizens of Christ will never believe in life after death, and their life, their intellectual activity, will only ever relate to their earthly life, and they will go to great lengths to prove to other people that belief in Jesus Christ is an illusion. For they will not be satisfied with their own point of view, but also try to convey it to other people. This, too, is the influence of God's adversary, because it is salvation through Jesus Christ which snatches his followers from him. And he will do anything to undermine faith in Jesus Christ. These denizens of Christ are under his control, and on earth they only work for Satan, which, however, they would not understand unless they gain spiritual knowledge. But it is the consequence of faith in Jesus Christ and his salvation in the first place which ensures the working of his Spirit in the person. The fight between light and darkness is raging to an extent which you humans would not believe. And since salvation is only possibly through Jesus Christ, God's adversary will try to refute this very salvation. He will portray the problem of Christ as unprovable and thus attempt to avert people from their faith in him. And time and again he will find people who can follow his mental notions, whose lively intellect has made them arrogant, and who, therefore, want to intellectually analyze something which can only be understood by way of faith and love. For where God's Spirit cannot work, the human intellect draws the wrong conclusions, and the latter finds itself in impenetrable darkness, because it avoids the only path which would lead it to the light, the path through Jesus Christ, the path of faith and love, of truth and of life. Amen.